are similarities between owning a market and restaurants, but there's also those slight differences. And like I say, it's all on how you prepare and how you order. When I was working for companies like Farmer Jack's, yeah, you were having deliveries 3-4 days a week of stuff. And when you own a small market, you don't carry that much, but you want things to stay fresh. I mean, I would get 6 whole cows in every other day at Farmer Jack's, and in my market, I'd only buy maybe a whole cow for a whole week to 10 days, and, you know, fill my counter with all these cuts of meat and how they were, you know, styled and everything else, because short loins are used for porterhouse, T-bones, strips, and fillets, so you can order portion cuts versus a whole side just to get what you need. Chickens, we only carried, when you have a market, you carry ice-packed chickens. They come in a 60-pound box of ice, and they're fresh, whole chickens. And you've got probably, from the time you unpack them and keep them in the cooler, and, you know, once they're out of ice, you don't keep them in the ice. You keep them in just chilled coolers and counters. They have about a 3 to 5 day shelf life, and you might have some spoilage there. But like I say, it just depends on how you order them and how you market them. You order whole chickens and you cut up your own legs, breasts, wings, instead of buying boxes of wings, boxes of drumsticks, and boxes of thighs and things like that, because that's where you lose it. And this way, for the whole chicken, you sell some whole and you sell some parted. I'm getting long-winded here, sorry.